أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا صدق الله العظيم. In our discussion yesterday, we discussed one aspect of Dajjal. Today we'll discuss another aspect, the very meaning of the word Dajjal. Dajjala in Arabic is something that the outside is different from the inside. Like when the Arabs would sometimes cover a camel with mud, the outside would seem to be mud, but obviously inside it will be a camel, so they refer to that as the word, with the word Dajjala. If we want to understand it in our terms today, a person has a sugar-coated pill, so the outside would be sugar sweet, but the inside may be bitter, and like that you have your gold-plated pens, etc. So all that is Dajjal, and all that is a deception in reality, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had referred to him as Dajjal. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam referred to him as Dajjal. And the important aspect is this, that the outside of him would appear to be very sweet, one of Iman, one with supernatural powers, a person that would seem to have all the power of the world, but in reality within him there is nothing else but kufr. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the surah. Yesterday we discussed one aspect of the surah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the Quran Kareem being a means of warning for those who had not brought Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and again a means of glad tidings for those who had brought Iman and practiced righteously. The second aspect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. One further objective of this Quran is that it warns those who say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had begotten or Allah had taken a son or children. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is particularly making reference to the Nasara, but also the Yahud, like Allah Rabbul Izzat says in the Quran, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ, that the Yahud used to say that Hazrat Uzair, the Nabi of Allah, is the son of Allah. Although he was a very great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to attribute sonship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not permissible. And we know that the Nasara, they said that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Allah. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically makes mention of this is because one of the greatest fitnas of this ummah will be that we begin to follow the ways of the Yahud and the Nasara, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hence makes particular reference to this. We can see from the very very beginning of the surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided man into two groups: those who have brought Iman and practiced righteously, and those who have outright rejected Iman, or those who have made sons and attributed sons to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is actually no real third group. Either the group of Iman, the mu'mineen, or either the group of kufr and the kafirin. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the very strange factor is this, that they do not have any knowledge about what they are saying. There was no revelation that came down clearly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or for that matter there was no ambiguous thing that came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, there is no proof whatsoever, categorical or otherwise, that had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side with regards to the fact that they have attributed a son to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Allah says, كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Very evil, very disastrous is the word that has left their mouths with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begetting a son. إِن يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا. And then Allah refutes it completely, saying that they do not say anything but a lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing him directly. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, are you going to kill yourselves behind them, going after them? And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's quality of compassion, that kindness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had. They are killing themselves with their own kufr, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's concern for the iman, that Allah Rabbul Izzat actually says, illam yu'minu, that if they have not brought iman, then you're going to kill yourselves bihad al hadithi asafa, because of absolute grief in this discourse of theirs. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outlines another very, very important aspect with which one can save oneself not only from kufr, but also from the fitna of Dajjal. And that is to bring within oneself this beautiful and wonderful quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him as the abd, the servant of Allah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows one quality of being the servant of Allah, and that is the concern of the iman of those who have not brought iman. And as a matter of fact, take it one step further also, those that are far away from deen, to have that concern how they can become practicing Muslims. But of course, we cannot forget ourselves, our families, etc. We also have to be on the straight path, but we should not be content with that. We have to have this fikr and this concern, and perhaps that is a very, very difficult sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but nonetheless we need to bring it in. So in that it becomes a fort, it fortifies us also from kufr, and it will fortify our families from kufr when we have this concern of iman for the whole ummah, for the whole of mankind. We have the concern that the whole of mankind comes onto the amal of deen, then we will find that fortifying, and we become strong insofar as our iman is concerned. And obviously then the temptation of Dajjal, all the forces of Dajjal, will become a little bit easier for us to overcome. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.